Don't turn that dial. This is the right station if you wish to hear about Jonathan Thomas and his Christmas on the Moon. There once was a lad, a wee little tad, whose name was Jonathan Thomas, who got into a fix when he was six because he kept a promise. You see, he went to the moon one night and got himself in a terrible fright. He was chasing Guz, because Guz ran away. Guz was his teddy bear, who thought it would pay to chase two elfins up to the moon, and he ran and ran and got there soon. And he didn't get cold in spite of the frost, but what he did do was to get himself lost. Poor Jonathan Thomas nearly broke his heart, because he and Guz had never been apart. And he looked and looked, but all in vain. And when he started for home again, he knocked at a door which wasn't there before. And when it was answered, more sooner than soon, the man who answered was the Man in the Moon, who invited him in and said to him, "I'll give you breakfast if you like, for you must be hungry after such a long hike." And then, quick as a wink, what do you think? Crash, bang, bing, boom, till all the people were filled with gloom. And I'll bet you can't guess what the reason was. The Squeebobliums had kidnapped Santa Claus. How the bells rang out, how the people did shout, for it was all so very sad. And then, much to his shame, they said he was to blame. By he, I mean Jonathan Thomas. Why, they called him a spy and a terrible guy. And they made him faithfully promise to obey all the laws and find Santa Claus, which is very hard to do, till the Man in the Moon said, "I'll go too." And so off they went, without baggage or tent, not walking, but riding, of course, and with never a thought of ever getting caught. They went through the land of Rumpelstiltskin, and their trouble began. No matter how they ran, they were always pursued by a witch. But my goodness gracious, my talk is so spacious, and my words enough for 10 men. So please, don't you worry, for here is the story. It's all ready to begin again.
Well, well, you old frightful old thing. What do you say?
You wicked old man in the moon, a day will come soon when you'll change your tune. For I'll fix up your tricks with a bag of my own, and then...
I'm giving you fair warning, Mrs. Witch. You'd better leave us alone if you know what's good, as indeed you should.
Atta boy, Chief. Hatcha-cha-cha. Tell her a thing or two.
You stay out of this, you awful horse, or I'll stop your words right at their source. And now I'll tell you a thing or two. I'd be mighty careful if I were you.
Oh, yeah.
And I wouldn't laugh, or you'll raise my wrath, and then I'll work my magic. And you've probably heard that I keep my word, and my tricks are very tragic.
Just what do you want of us, Mrs. Witch?
10 minutes ago, I could plainly see there wasn't just two of you, but one, two, three. To give you harm would bring me no joy, for what I want is that little boy.
No, 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 1,000 times no.
And I say yes, and you may well guess that I'll keep my promise. For it's very true that I'll keep haunting you till you give me Jonathan Thomas. So, mumbly-stick, you'd better be quick and tell me where he's at, or I'll get even with you with my witch's brew, which is mixed by a great black cat.
You've gone too far, Mrs. Witch, for I know what to do with you, and by Jiminy Cricket, I think I'll do it.
Go on, Chief. Give him the works. Make it stupendous and colossal.
I'm going to tweak your nose, Mrs. Witch.
Oh, don't you dare, or you'll give me a scare that'll be the death of me.
Oh, so you didn't know that I knew the secret of your nose. One tweak and it'll be the end of you, Mrs. Witch.
Oh, please, I beg on bended knees. Do not tweak my nose, for I can't bear such wear and tear. Oh, please, sir, spare my nose.
I'm very sorry, Mrs. Witch, but I warned you. And now I'm going to tweak your nose like that.
Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, was that a tweak? Oh, was that a tweak? She won't recover for at least a week. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
I'm telling you, this day you'll ruin. Believe you me, just wait and see.
I'm gonna kick at that remark. And when I kicks, I hits the mark. Ha, cha-cha. Watch this. And that's from me to you. From one old nag to another old hag.
Well, Gorgonzola, that was just beautiful.
That was stupendous. Gigantic, colossal. That's what. Ha-cha-cha-cha.
Well, all right, Jonathan Thomas. You can take off your invisible hat now. The witch is gone. Come on, Jonathan Thomas. Where are you? Where are you?
Here I am. Right here, sir, if you please.
My goodness gracious and Jiminy Cricket, so you are.
I've been sitting here on this rock all the time. Couldn't you see me?
Of course not. You had your invisible hat on.
Couldn't nobody see me?
Of course he could if he was here, but he's not. He's there. But what happened to the three dwarfs? Where'd they go?
I don't know.
I'm Sneasel.
I'm Weasel.
I'm Beelzebub.
Is the witch gone?
Of course she's gone. I tweaked her nose.
Bong, 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 the witch is gone, the wicked old witch is gone. And we are happy and quite slap-dappy because the wicked old witch is gone.
Bong, bong, bong.
And that's our song.
The wicked old witch is gone.
I'm glad the wicked old witch is gone, too.
We're grateful to you.
And to prove it, too.
We'll give you a lift.
And a very great gift.
To take on your way.
It's a magic spell.
To serve you well.
And all you have to say
is Hans, Queen, Hans, Squeaky, Gally, Vay.
That's a beautiful word. What does it mean?
When trouble is double,
all you have to say
is Hans, Queen, Hans, Squeaky, Gally, Vay.
And now we must sigh and wish you goodbye.
And wish you on your way.
But don't forget the magic word.
Hans, Queen, Hans, Squeaky, Gally, Vay.
Oh, look at them go. Sneasel, Weasel, Beelzebub.
Ha, it's stupendous. It's colossal. It's gigantic.
What does that word mean, if you please, Mr. Man in the Moon? Hans, Queen, Hans.
My goodness, be quiet, Jonathan Thomas. We're only supposed to say the word when we're in double trouble.
Oh.
Oh, what did you say?
I just said, oh.
Oh, oh. Well, come on, everyone. We've got to be going before it starts snowing. Come on, Jonathan Thomas.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Gorgonzola.
I'm right with you, Chief. It's moiter. That's what it is. Nothing but confusion.
Oh, hush your face and get up, you. Come on.
Oh, we'll hop to the land of Squeepobble. We'll run and we'll walk and we'll hobble. We'll never come back till we've taken a whack at the terrible land of Squeepobble.
We must hurry because we must find Santa Claus or there'll be no Christmas this year. And things will be sad and much horribly bad and people will cry. Oh, dear.
So we're off to the land of Squeepobble. We'll run and we'll walk and we'll hobble. We'll never come back till we've taken a whack at the terrible land of Squeepobble. We're off to the land of Squeepobble. We'll run and we'll walk and we'll hobble. We'll never come back till we've taken a whack at the terrible land of Squeepobble.
Oh, Mr. Man in the Moon, please, sir. Could maybe I ask you a question?
Why, sure, certainly, and of course. What is it?
What's that funny sound?
Oh, you mean that sound? Why, that's the Merry-Go-Round River. Yes, sirree. We're almost there. Come on, here. Giddy-up, Gorgonzola, giddy-up.
Oh, it's moiter, that's what it is. Nothing but bat-braiding moiter.
Whoa, whoa, Gorgonzola, whoa, whoa. We have arrived.
Oh, that's a merry-go-round river.
That's it, Jonathan Thomas. And I don't know how we're going to get across. Do you think that you could swim it, Gorgonzola?
Ah, it's revolting, that's what it is. Nothing but plain horrible.
What are we going to do?
Well, I don't know. We'll drown if we try to cross that river. It's full of whirligig pool, yes, sir? And crocodile eaters.
Oh, my goodness.
Nothing but moither.
Now look, it's starting to snow. Good gracious. A feather storm.
Oh, look, Mr. Man in the Moon. This snow isn't snow at all. It's feathers. Oh, and they tickle my nose.
Oh, gee.
Phew.
It's gruesome. You're all over me. Up. I'm telling you, it's nothing but.
Oh, if you please, sir, what about that magic word the dwarfs gave us?
Jonathan Thomas, that is a scrumptious idea. Now's our chance to find out what happens when we say, hand squin on, squee, squee, or hand squis, or squee. You'd better say it for me, Jonathan Thomas.
All right.
Gracious, I hope this isn't a trick. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, all together now. Hand squin on, squee.
Giggly fast.
Well, they've said the magic word, but what do you think will happen? Oh, my goodness. I can hardly wait to find out. So we mustn't miss the story of what happens to Jonathan Thomas next.